on while you're sitting there watching this maneuver to completion. I've got some read-up from the orbital science report for the CMP, if you'd like to hear it.
Hey, I sure would.
Okay, let's talk about the UV. The far UV spectrometer data has been excellent throughout the mission. Indications are that the hydrogen atmosphere of the moon is much less than expected. The AeroB launch from White Sands on Monday failed to get solar UV calibration because an instrument viewing port failed to open. A second AeroB flight is scheduled for tomorrow. The IR scanning radiometer is performing beautifully. Indications are that the subsolar point surface temperatures are higher than Earth-based observations predicted. Many thermal anomalies are being seen in the ocean procellarum area west of Copernicus. A few unusual cold spots have also been detected, indicating areas of fine soil with few or no blocks. The lunar sounder data is excellent, and the specular power monitor signals correlate with surface features. HF data indicates that layers are being detected in the Maori areas. Over.
Hey, beautiful. Man, oh man, that sounds like all that stuff's working good. Outstanding. That's good to hear.
Right. And don't worry about that short period of time the laser altimeter is off. It shouldn't affect anything.
Okay.
And any time you can reach over there, Ron, it's H2 tank 2 fans to on for the night.
Okay, tank 2 fans are going on.